listening to Down by the Bank, a Jacksonville Jaguars podcast with Corey, Derek, and JK3.
All right, welcome to Down by the Bank, affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. This is Corey.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Derek.
What's up, y'all? It's JK3.
We're back to record in the midst of the head coach chaotic search at this point. We're recording on Thursday night after every one of us spent all day refreshing on Twitter and having 1,000 different people all break news of things that didn't actually happen. So, Derek, I'll let you lead off with what your impressions have been throughout the day on the lack of a announcement for the Jaguars' new head coach, at least from the team.
I mean, there were plenty of announcements, just none of them have had any kind of confirmation, I guess you could say. And the race to finish first versus the online celebrities versus the journalists that want to be the online celebrities are pretty funny to me, to be honest with you. I think, and the journalist took a major L for running his mouth, but that's a different story. No. Hey, man, look, let's forget all the stuff, okay? Everything that went on today. They need to blow it up. It needs to happen. Okay, Leftwich isn't my first choice by opinion, but they need to blow it up. End of story. And I'm not talking about blow it up like, oh, move Balky into another role, or no, everybody in the front office, if there is someone that brings in the boxes of toilet paper, they can go too.
All right. Okay? No, I mean, that's too.
Everybody needs to go. Okay.
I mean, no.
I am dead serious. Like, I'm talking Hiroshima, like Manhattan Project.
What?
Like, where? Like, boom, atomic bomb. Like, everybody needs to go blow it up. And Balky is the head piece of that. Please.
JK3, are you saying he's being a little extremist?
I mean, maybe the hot dog guy, but the toilet guy, I mean, you know, he's just collecting the check like everybody else is. But no, I'm surprised you would have went maybe bombs over Baghdad, but you went.
No, you know, Nagasaki, man. Yeah. I know them all, man. I know them all. Like, blow it up.
Wow, man. But this is a long time coming. And what a Jags thing to do for them to have like a month and a half, you know, a head start on everyone to, you know, get GM, head coach, Rooney Rule, all these little things that are check marked that they needed to get done. And now they started out with, you know, a pretty robust candidate pool. And it's down to one. And you got Balky suggesting people that the Vic Fangio thing was so funny to me. Like the Vic Fangio thing. And I'm like, bro, at this, like Bill O'Brien, I was like, okay, he's trolling. He's definitely trolling people before Bill O'Brien. Like he has to be trolling someone. And then the quarterback for the Texans, who was the guy that he was supposedly talking to. I can't think of the guy's name who was reportedly talking to, and then the Vic Fangio bomb, and we're just like, this is unreal. Like literally, it reminds me of that R. Kelly thing when he was doing that when he was doing the interview. And he was like, "I'm fighting for my life here, 20 years, and I gave y'all all these hits, and I'm fighting for my life." Like he's literally pulling everything that he possibly can to try to make this happen. And, you know, it's just a typical Jags going to Jag, man. We are the new laughingstock of the NFL. Like we have surpassed Detroit is just quietly going on into the offseason. Cleveland, yeah. Baker Mayfield decides to get off social media. Okay, great. Jags tripping and falling and landing on their face yet again.
Yeah. Well, and the worst part about it is that the Balky stuff it seems like everybody's making fun of that and pointing it out and ridiculing it, except for the Jags organization is the only, or I guess Shad Khan for that matter, is the only person who doesn't see this. There's not like a side that's defensive of Balky. Does that make sense? Like there's no, there's nobody coming to his defense
at
all.
The only logical explanation on this is that he's got something on Shad. I'm telling you, man, he's got something on this dude. Like this guy, he eats his peanut butter sandwiches in triangles and makes the crust. Like he's got something on him. That's the only logical explanation for this.
So I have a theory. Like so, on why this is taking so long, and this will probably drop tomorrow. Thought will be old, but. Demetrius Harvey, shout out to him, man. He does great work, and he put out a couple links about the Rooney Rule and hiring a GM and having to have two minority GMs. Who's to say that Balky's legal team or his agent didn't tell the Jags that to try to stall to get them to you get what I'm leading at?
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, like. And I don't know. We don't know this. Okay, we don't know. But, like, all of a sudden, hey, it's going to happen. Then it stalled. And then Demetrius puts that out. And I'm sitting there like, well, wait a minute now. His stuff is accurate, obviously, what he tweeted out. But who's the one that pointed it out? Could it have been Balky's team to try to stall? Yeah.
You
have to interview another minority before you can, like, okay.
Which, by the way, Derek, that rule, I mean, I fully endorse the Rooney Rule, but the fact if you're hiring a minority candidate, shouldn't that like knock it out? You know what I mean? Like you're good.
You would think so. You would think so. And I think that that's just what we're dealing with. I wouldn't put anything past this guy as far as him trying to keep his job, because this is it. He's finished. If he loses this, he's done, and he's going to lose it. He should lose it. He needs to lose it. He should not have any type of job. He needs to go, okay, I heard that Sycamore is looking for an athletic director. Okay, Bishop Sycamore. That's where you need to go, Balky. All right, that's where you need to go. All right, end of story. Yeah.
That is funny when you think about it, the fact that if he loses this job, which certainly we hope that that's going to be the case, he really doesn't have anywhere to go. I mean, it again, back to him not having any defenders, you don't see anybody coming out in favor of him. So where does he go after this?
Why is he still – he can get catapulted to the face of the sun. I just don't understand why he's still here.
Yeah.
Right. And the season's over with, and then like a lot of the things – and. You know, as us being, Jags fans and just reading things on Twitter, daily and just reading from the beat writers and, some of the sources on Twitter, it's just like if the entire NFL knows that this guy isn't working or wasn't going to work, how does he still have a job, number one? And then there's reports that he may actually be around to help guide the team through the draft. No sense at all. That makes absolutely. I can tell you. I thought David Caldwell wasn't going to get fired just because of the condition that he left the team in and the abundance of riches in the draft and the cap room that he left us with. And how would you? Why would you leave a job better than what they came in? And then for us to come in and potentially just screw it all up.
Right.
And now you've got Trent Baalke here, and for some reason. It's 1 year removed. The Urban situation is gone. He needs to be gone. But for some reason, he's still lingering. And I don't get it. I don't understand why.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
If you would have got rid of this guy, like at the end of Black Monday, he could have been gone. You could have got your GMs in. You could have done what you needed to do. For the Rooney Rule and everything else like that. You had 8 weeks head start. On getting your coaching carousel out of the way, why not identify your candidates, interview them, interview the second candidate. If you know for a fact you're going to interview the GM or you're going to do a new GM or one of your top coaching candidates is coming with a caveat of, hey, if it's me, I bring this guy too. Hell, knock out both interviews in the same time. Right. Do a panel. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't understand. Like why? It's just, it's insane. And then today, all day long today, everyone just sat there and did zero work today. Some people are going to have to work tomorrow on Friday, maybe on Saturday, because they didn't do any work today, and just kept rescrolling and rescrolling and redoing this and redoing this and getting prematurely happy for something that hasn't even been announced yet.
Yeah.
And now everybody's backpedaling like, oh, it's going to happen. Oh, it's going to happen.
Right.
Do you not understand who this team is? This is the Jacksonville Jaguars. They don't do anything right.
I think the last one that we referenced was Tom McManus when he was like, everybody's so definitive about it, which is the funniest part, as if they're in the room or something as this stuff is happening. He's like, yeah,
they're not there.
He's like, they're both signed up. It's official. LFG, like 10 exclamation marks. And then like hours later, it's like, I'm so sorry. So it's just, it's too much. I mean,
y'all got the wrong info. Like, yeah. I know that everybody wants everything good and positive to happen for this team. Yes. But let the reporters report, let the beat writers write the beats, and let us just sit here and enjoy it all. What is the point of us, everyone getting so prematurely happy for this, to be all let down again and just say, oh, it was such a roller coaster of emotions today? You put yourself on that ride.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's funny. To think that you sit here, oh, well, Byron's waiting because he really wants to come to Jackson. You know, he played here, so he wants to coach here. He wouldn't go to New Orleans. He wouldn't really take that interview. He wouldn't. They're in cap hell. Wait. Nobody wants to go there. Let me explain something to you, man. Okay, Mickey Loomis is 64 years old. Okay, Sean Payton is gone. All right, Mickey Loomis ain't going to be the GM there too much longer. Yeah, they got cap stuff because they signed what's-his-face, the quarterback / wide receiver to a boatload of money, and their defense eats up a lot of Taysom Hill, and their defense eats up a lot of cap. But don't get it twisted. New Orleans Saints are a first-class organization, and they would love to stick it to whoever they could to get what they want. And if they got in front of Leftwich and he wowed them in that ownership group, they would take him and they would figure it out because they're a first-class organization, and then we'd be really screwed.
They're not going to let him leave. They're not going to let him leave.
Yeah. Now, I don't want that to happen, but could that happen? Yes. Does Balky want that to happen? Yes, he does. So don't. Oh, hey, why would he go there? All the cap and da-da-da-da-da. Guess what? He coached Jameis for a year. He wasn't a Jameis hater. Okay, and Jameis is there, all right? And Jameis he was on his way to a decent season this year with less than 15 turnovers, which is pretty good for him before he got hurt. Point is, don't rule that out. If they don't get something done, if they don't move quickly, I would put $50 if we don't hear the announcement by tomorrow. It's Thursday night. If we don't hear the announcement by tomorrow and he interviews with New Orleans, I would bet that he would go there before he came here.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
If it doesn't happen. Couple nuggets there, too. He coached Jameis.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
There's a connection right there. That's all I need. All I need is the connection right there. That's all I need is the connection.
Hey, and what we're saying on here now is just as valuable as what people have been saying on Twitter all dang day. Okay.
That's true.
All right.
Yeah. So, very true. Yes. We do not listen to this podcast.
It could happen.
Do not listen to this. But also, what's to say that if Byron says, all right, well, they couldn't get the deal done in Jacksonville, I'm going to stay here in Tampa.
Right. I've heard that one a lot.
I'm going to stay here in Tampa. Tampa can give me a little bit of extra, you know, a little extra dough to stay put and everything else like that. You know, keep me on ice for, another year, another two. Every year, a coach loses their job in the NFL. So next year, somebody else could be on the hot seat. There could be another attractive job or anything else like that. And then next thing you know, Adrian Wilson stays put. If there truly are packets together, you know, they both stay put this year. They're not going to not ever get a job again.
Well, JK3, one other one I saw too with Tampa is like the coach in waiting scenario that like Arians might actually end up leaving in like a year or two and Leftwich just stays behind and, you know, basically it's just the guy next guy up kind of thing. Have you heard that one?
There we go. That's what we all think is going to happen in Kansas City. That's what we all think is going to happen in New England. And that's what we now you go ahead and throw Tampa in that too.
Yeah.
Well, McDaniels is interviewing. Oh, and by the way, like
he could just be interviewing a job that drive the price up.
That's true. Right. People are saying that that you know, oh well, the Senior Bowl is next Saturday. Okay. No. The Senior Bowl, the game is next Saturday. Senior Bowl practice and all their get-togethers, I'm pretty sure start Monday. And yeah, you want to have your people in place by the time that starts, especially if you have a lot of draft capital.
Are we coaching the Senior Bowl?
Nah, we too crappy to coach the Senior Bowl.
No, they usually take the worst team. They usually take – well, it would have been probably like our fourth or fifth time this coaching staff doing it, but they usually take like the worst – coaching staff in the NFC and AFC and put them out there, right?
No. Okay. First of all, you can't take Senior Bowl. Really? No. They're going to be like, look, man.
I'm telling you, bro. That's how they figure it out.
Look, I know, but we don't have a coach.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So how the hell would you hire a coach on Monday or Friday? Hey, on Monday, you report to Mobile.
Balky's going to do it.
No, could you imagine that Bevel goes out there and they're going to be like, look, man, if we get inside the five, don't call no passing plays, okay? For real. All right.
Like, Bevel's going to show up and be like, bro, who is this guy? Is this the trainer? Is this guy taping some ankles? Or like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
And how see, does that work, by the way, Derek, real quick? Is Bevel technically still the interim coach, sort of, or he? Do we have to let him go before we hire the new person? How does that work?
I mean, yeah, you know, that's that. There's exit interviews and all that. You know, who knows what the timeline of that is because everything's just so discombobulated.
So technically, if we keep Bevel, we don't really have to do anything. He's already sort of here and under contract, right?
Look. When I meant blow it up, I really him too. Okay, he can go
him too.
Yeah, they can all go. They need to be gone. Poof. Be gone. Like that's where I'm at. Like, no, we can't keep Bevel. If we screw this up, we're already the laughing stock. What's after laughing stock? All right. Like, is there anything left? Like, I think about like that movie in the early 90s, Necessary Roughness. The Fighting Armadillos. That it was an old football movie. And the guy says, we're going to be the laughing stock of, you know, college football. And the other guy goes, what do you think we are now? Like, that's where we are. Okay.
I think beyond laughing stock, it just becomes apathy at that point. And that's what triggers the move to London or some other city is when the fan base just doesn't care anymore. That's my biggest fear.
Look,
it could also another conspiracy thing too, you know, get your tinfoil hats ready. It could be the conspiracy theory that Khan is, you know, sabotaging the team for them to stop getting all the funding, stop getting all the support, stop getting all the things they need, and could be moving them to London. Also,
that's horrible. Wouldn't that be a terrible thing to do? The way he would
I'm just
that?
Saying, like yeah. Drive it into the ground. Let's just literally, you know, let's just teal hot dog bun them to death so that they don't want to come here anymore. And we'll continue to make these asinine decisions. What other explanation do you have for this?
I don't know.
What other explanation do you have?
None.
There isn't an explanation to explain the idiocracy that's happening right now at the stadium. And like, you know, I get it. Like, I don't mean this like, you know, I hope that this podcast continues a good relationship with the fans and everything else like that. And I don't mean like I'm as passionate as a Jags fan as they come. And this is absolute lunacy for this thing to be going on the way that it's going and the way that it's carrying on right now, the way it is. Bro, literally the Denver Broncos started out their coaching search. Like half these teams started out and half the time they identified their guy and went and got him. What is so hard about that? Why does it have to be so drug out? And I don't follow like other fan bases, you know, and I'm sure, you know, Denver and, you know, all these other places, they got to have beat writers. They got to have inside leaks and sources and everything else like that. But I've never seen a fan base get so happy and so emotionally elated off of some hearsay or a leak or something like that. And then everyone's so scared that they don't want to be the first to report the leak, to miss out on the leak. So they're leaking the leak and there isn't a leak. Like nothing's happened. And so everyone is just celebrating and everything else like that on Twitter. And it's like, yo, nothing has happened yet until it officially comes out. And you can keep saying all this stuff about, oh, well, this person is a person in Arizona. He at 99.9%. Bro, like if it's not actually out by the team or if it's not, you know, you know how the Jaguars work. If you follow the Jags, if you are a season ticket member, if you even have the app, there's been times where they do press conferences out of nowhere on a random Wednesday afternoon at 3:30 in the afternoon. And they'll be like, press conference at 3:30. Listen live to Devil to Daryl Bevel as he addresses the media with no advance warning. Nobody's leaking press conferences.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's it's not. Yeah. As far as, you know, being a hardcore fan and going crazy, it's just, I agree. And I, you know, nothing against Saxophone Man, but I don't want that to be the most exciting part of this latter half of next season. You know what I mean? As it was this past season, we need something to change. And gosh, again, I repeat this all the time.
The gate hot dog was way more exciting than Saxophone Man.
Well, that's what I'm saying is all the things that like we sort of had like semi-viral this season had nothing to do with the football team. Like we had Saxophone Man, we had the hot dog thing, we had the halftime show with the dog catching the frisbee, and we said this dog could be the number one receiver on the team or whatever. All the things that we had that went viral this season had nothing to do with football, and that's highly disappointing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. There's just, if they don't finish and do something very quick, they're going to lose out on the tandem that could, you know, change this franchise and really take a step in the right direction. And it is going to, if they don't lock this pair up with all the idiocracy that they've been doing, it is going to be a day on Jags Twitter that we've never seen before. Like it is going to be, you will remember where you were when this happened. Like everyone remembers where Urban was, where they were. No, I'm dead. I'm so serious. Like everyone remembers where they were. They remember that, you know, the Urban getting fired at night when everyone's going to sleep. And all of a sudden, you know, he's announced and then they put out an official statement. If they let Wilson and Leftwich get away from this team, oh my gosh.
I want you to remember forever.
Bro, it's going to be so bad.
They screwed up the coach.
like the remember the Titans.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so,
yeah, that's where I got that
it's from. It's going to be so bad, man. Yo, it's going to be so bad.
Infamy. Yeah, it's
I really hope by the time this podcast gets up tomorrow on Twitter that this is completely obsolete and we can put in like a little like edit, like don't listen to this. We're going to record something later. You know what I mean? Like putting it at the front. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I just hope so bad, man, because this is going on 72 hours. You understand that, right? This is going on like today was, this is going on. This is the 48th hour, quote unquote. Tomorrow will be the third, like literally the third day. And the only thing that I know that's good that comes after the third day is Jesus rising from the tomb on the third day. I don't see if this goes past tomorrow, this is dead in the water. This is not resurrection. This is not coming back to life, bro.
We've got some wild references in this episode. Nagasaki. We've got was it Hiroshima or Nagasaki? Which one?
Both of them. Derek's going PBS on a Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. when no one's watching TV, going World War II docs and stuff that led up to it.
Well, and if they announce, you know, that Bevel's coming back and Balky's coming back, we might have to storm TIA Bank Field and do an insurrection, I think, you know.
Oh, you know what? I forgot about Fanatics putting up the Byron Leftwich jerseys. People are still losing their minds on that too. Yeah, they put the jerseys up on the site. And I have a very big theory that the retailers know that something's gonna happen. But I'm just saying, man, maybe they could just be trying to, you know, bank up off the Tebow stuff too with, all the blanks they had and changing the numbers around and everything. But I feel like if you're a true Leftwich fan or a true Jaguars fan, I'm not going to buy a new style jersey with an old player's name.
Right. Yeah.
I agree. Makes no sense. Takes away from it.
Yeah. Well, especially when you can get them from, you know, what is it?
Marshall's
jersey. No, not even that. Jerseyworld.china.eu or whatever. Get it for $20 or whatnot.
.eu. That's Europe.
Yeah, I know. I'm just being stupid. I couldn't think of like the weird, corny website addresses. The ones that get like shut down like every 3 months and then there's a new one or whatever.
Authentic NFL jersey dot now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just like the streaming things, you know, that sites that like stream the games or whatever. But
popcornmoviesnow.com.
Yeah, right.
It's like, dude, what virus am I about to get on my device? Is it really worth watching Spider-Man from my home when I can just go to the movies and watch it?
Right, especially when it's a version of Spider-Man that's obviously filmed from inside the theater with coughing and candy noise and that kind of stuff. But anyway, we do not endorse any of that. So we'll get this out there. I'll try to do my best to load it up tonight so that our listeners can listen to it tomorrow, hopefully in anticipation of some actual news. We'll see.
We should leak on Twitter that the podcast is coming and don't put it up for 72 hours.
Yeah, we should. I like that. That's good. And we can talk about what dinner we had and all that kind of stuff too. All right. So any final thoughts on this fiasco amongst all the fiascos of the last 6 years?
Buck, I know some great realtors in town. Okay.
Yeah.
You can sell your house at a premium right now. All right.
True.
You could. And you could move to St. Thomas. St. Thomas, the beaches of St. Thomas, Spalky. That's where you need to be. That's good. Go there. Hang out with your family. That's where you need to be. Not here. Yeah. Please, not here.
Didn't Urban buy a house here too? Like he really jumped the gun on that. Yeah.
Right down the street. Right down the street. He bought David Garrard's old house. Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah. Man.
Anyway. All right. Well, we'll leave it there.
I heard Bill Cowher just bought a house.
That's so funny. I was going to say that. I wasn't sure if that was too dated of a reference. You know what I mean? I remember that reference way back on like the message board days on Jaguars.com. People would say that every year.
I was out earlier tonight and I saw Byron Leftwich in the drive through of Church's Chicken. So it's got to happen.
He drove by Arlington Expressway by that old club and place that would have the shrimp before 11. Remember back then? Gosh,
was that Bourbon Street?
No, not Bourbon Street. This was on Arlington Expressway, man. They used to always have the commercials on game day. Good night. I can't think of the name of it, man. But anyway, let's wrap up.
Well, if anybody knows, send it in, as a tweet so we can remind Derek of whatever that place is that he's referencing. And I ran into Adrian Wilson at Bucky's too. So, all right. So we'll leave it there. If you are on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe and leave a rating and review. Spotify actually just came out with ratings and reviews as well. So if you subscribe and listen on Spotify, leave one there. And we're also on Google Podcasts as well. Again, we're affiliated with the Blue Wire Podcast Network. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.